Welcome to the Village Celebration. I'm Vicki Newton. We are here to talk about fathers, African-American fathers in particular, because Father's Day is this weekend. Joining me is David Coleman, who is a father and is the founder of an organization dedicated to fatherhood. David, thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you for getting me on the show. I always enjoy talking to you, Vicki, and so I'm thrilled to be here.
What's the name of your organization? Tell everyone.
I Love My Children, Too, is the name of the organization.
That is such a good name. It just says it straightforward.
Yeah, it emanated out of me litigating pro se for my son. And talking to the judge at the time, who was incredulous that I, as a black man, would dare to challenge the state of Tennessee for parental rights. And the only thing I could say to her when she called herself admonishing me was simply, "But Your Honor, I love my children too." Mm. And out of that came the organization, and ultimately we lobbied the state of Tennessee and got a lot of good legislation passed that would assist fathers, but it's nowhere by any means equal at this point.
Let's fast forward. Both of your children are doing well. Your son, who you just mentioned, was recently promoted to captain, and your daughter is completing her PhD in psychology, social work. There's a study from a few years ago, which is perhaps the most recent one of its kind. It was conducted by the Centers for Disease Control that shows that African-American men are more involved on a daily basis than any other fathers in America.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, of course, there was a similar article published in the Los Angeles Times a couple of years ago. The empirical data has been there. What we've been dealing with is the stereotypes and the lies that are purported by the media. And, you know, I have a friend who works here in the Little Rock School District. And when I talked to her and showed her that article a couple of years ago, she says it's right. And I said, "Well, you've seen the article. How do you know it's right?" Mm-hmm. She says, "Well, when we have parent-teacher conferences in the last 10 years, it's amazing how many black fathers are coming to these parent-teacher conferences. Not the black mothers. It's the black fathers who are coming and making sure that the kids are doing what they're supposed to do." So that article and what you're quoting in an article in the L.A. Times is correct. And, of course, I see it every day. We just don't get the accolades that other parents do because they want to believe the negative as opposed to the positive.
I think some of that negative comes from statistics like this one. 72% of African American mothers are unmarried. And so that's according to the Census Bureau.
Right.
And so people say, well, how can the dads be involved if they're not in the homes? But what we are finding is that many African American men and women may live together, they may not be married.
Right.
And that's how the fathers are involved.
Right. And not only that, and that's an excellent point that I was going to bring up, but the other thing is that there are a lot of black fathers who have although co-parenting is what they call it, but black fathers have been co-parenting for decades. And so what you find is that although that dad may have different children by different women, in most cases, based on the statistics that we know that are true, they are actively involved in those children's lives for whatever reasons. And but the larger media, and of course, that doesn't fit the narrative. It's almost like saying black folks are lazy when black folks built this country. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Same type of concept. But it's up to us as black fathers and organizations like mine to break those stereotypes. And I think many of us are doing a great job in doing that.
It doesn't fit the narrative, and it doesn't look like what maybe the rest of America looks like.
Right.
But that doesn't mean it is any less successful. I mean, the Centers for Disease Control says black fathers are more involved than any other fathers on a daily basis. That's
right.
The Centers for Disease Control. That's the government saying it. So how do we get that word out so that we can begin to adjust this narrative?
Well, education, and that's part of what I love my children too. You know, I always say that the common denominator of all the negative behavior of our children is fatherlessness. So that you just quoted the Center for Disease Control, and if you go out to my website, ilovemychildren2.org, there are some statistics out there that have been compiled by government entities like Housing and Human Services, CDC. The list goes on, and it delineates the statistical data that shows this is what happens when a child has a father in their life, and this is what happens when he doesn't have a father in his life. And my point, too, when I go and talk to state legislators, is the fact that if you're serious about solving the problem of crime, if you're serious about solving the problem of drugs, gangs, violence, poor activity in school, it just runs the gamut, then the number one thing you should be thinking about doing is how can we better get fathers back in the lives of the children. But unfortunately, what this country has decided to do is institute punitive damages to not only drive fathers away from their children, but also cause problems within the family dynamic between the father and the mother. And that's what we've got to solve. And fortunately, next year, I've been talking to some state legislators here that we are going to start moving towards some of that here in the state of Arkansas.
Family. That is so important.
Yeah.
The family is so important for the health of any community. So
right.
As we wrap up the interview, and it is Father's Day, and happy Father's Day to you and
well,
my
you.
Dad and all the dads out there, what is your best advice for the guys who are new to this most privileged job?
I'm going to give you the advice that I gave myself, and although many people thought I was maniacal to the point where I was actually picketing my ex's job to see my child.
Okay.
you don't have to be that extreme, but you know, like I said, I love my children too. And the one thing that I tell fathers on a regular basis, do not allow anyone to dictate your relationship with your child. Do what you need to do, short of violence, to make your child know that you love them. Even if you can't see them in their home, go to their schools to see them, because I did that a lot. Okay, I couldn't see him, so I'd go to the school and sit and eat lunch with him, you see. And over the years, and I'll tell you the quick story, and I know we got to wrap up, but there was one school in Memphis where I was known as the pizza guy. Because whenever I'd show up for his class, I would always walk in with 7 pizzas. And the kids in other classes kind of knew the day they'd be asking,
Mr. Coleman coming?
Is Mr. Coleman? And they'd be leaning out the door waiting for me to walk in there with pizzas. But the point is that what he realized then and what he realizes now, that dad is going to do anything for me long as I do what I'm supposed to do. Because kids want, and the amazing thing about it is that the kids that were in the class who did not have fathers, how they migrated to me. To see a strong black man walking there with pizzas, with a tie and a suit, and talk to them and treat them with respect. And the class was all black. There were all black kids in that class. And it did them wonderfully. And even one of the young men that grew up with him, they are still friends today. And he talks about, man, I remember your dad just bringing them pizzas to class. So,
well, children yearn for that love and that connection.
Especially from a male. I tell people all the time, the first person your daughter falls in love with is his father. The first person your son falls in love with is his mother. So if you want to keep your daughter from bouncing from relationship to relationship, then you need to be in her life, okay? Because she'll understand how to find love and won't be searching for it all her life. If you want your son not to be bouncing from woman to woman, then you need to make sure that you are not bringing women, running women in and out of your house and letting your son see that, oh, dad's a player. So I'm very proud that I kept that tenets in my house. And it is, as I look at my children, certainly the mothers had something to do with it as well. But I tend to believe that because I was there, because they know that daddy loves them, you know, they call me. And I just got to tell you something. You know my daughter, Sierra.
Yes.
So she called me this has been about a year now. And people ask me, well, how did you instill so much positive reinforcement into your children? I said, well, number one, and it's amazing, you had an author on that talked about books and black books and make children sing themselves in those books. I used to read a book to her when she was 3, 4, 5 years old called Mufaro's Beautiful Daughters. And it was about an African king who had 3 beautiful daughters. And they always competed with him as to say, which one is the most beautiful? So about a year ago, my daughter called me and she said she was crying. And I said, what's wrong with you, baby girl? She says, well, I'm standing in a bookstore. I said, so you're standing in a bookstore crying? She said, yeah. She said, you won't believe what I'm looking at. Oh. And I said, a dead cockroach. You know, I play with her like that. She said, Daddy, be serious. I said, okay, what are you looking at? She says, I'm looking at Mufaro's beautiful daughters. And I just want to thank you. It works,
on
folks.
On that note, we're going to wrap up the interview. Yep. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much. Enjoyed it.
This is the Village Celebration, and I'm Vicki Newton.